English and give me our left. Usari, one more niyot.
The question was asked in the halakha. Two members were entering the Bet Knesset. One was wearing the tefillin, the talit and the tefillin, and one was carrying his kuracha, the talit and tefillin, in his hand. The question is, who has the kavod to enter first? The one that's wearing the tefillin or the one that's carrying the tefillin? Amazingly enough, there was a question, this question came up 100 years ago, even more, by the great rabbi called the Beit HaLevi, Rabbi Soloveitchik. The Beit HaLevi saw two people, and he made a ruling that the one that's carrying the tefillin should go in first. And they asked him what's his logic. He learned it from a law by Sara'at, by Nega'im. The law says that the person that goes into the house, not only does he become Tameh, but the vessels, his Kelim, his Begadim, also become Tameh as well. It says, Abba'im, the ones that come with him into the house. So he said, the ones that he's wearing do not become Tameh because they are nullified to his body. But the ones that he's carrying a shirt, he's carrying his shoes, those are considered ba'im, those are considered coming in with him. So you see, when you're entering, something that you're carrying is more significant than something that you're wearing. So if he wanted to say, the one that's wearing is talit tefillin, it's nullified to his body already. But Sheikha, the one that's carrying it, it's significant, it's still considered a keli, so to speak. It's hard to understand that that was his final ruling, because there is another way of looking at it. The other way of looking at it is certainly the one that's wearing the talit and the tefillin is on a higher level because he's fulfilling a mitzvah. The one that's carrying it is not fulfilling a mitzvah. He's just holding it. And there's a special honor that we give the people that are fulfilling mitzvot. The Mishnah says in the Bikurim that when the people used to go up to Yerushalayim with the first fruits and they used to carry the baskets to Yerushalayim, they would walk through the shuk. When they would walk through the shuk, it says, all the workers would have to stop working, whatever they were doing, and they would have to stand up. They're not rabbis. What are they standing up for? So it says, from here you learn a rule that you have to give honor to Oseh Mitzvah, to people that are involved in the mitzvah. And therefore, the logic would say that if two people are walking into a Bet Knesset, and one is wearing talit and tefillin, since he's involved in the mitzvah, certainly he gets the rite of passage. Certainly he should go first. Not only that, but the Zohar Kadosh writes that it's proper to walk into the Bet Knesset already dressed with talit and tefillin. And if somebody that does that, it says he's escorted by the malachim. So therefore, the one that's holding the talit, he doesn't have any malachim with him. This guy is surrounded by the angels. And therefore, it seems clear that that person should be invited to go first. And that's the halakha l'ma'aseh. And that's the way Mechker Eretz comes out in Mechelek Dalet as well. That if somebody's wearing tefillin, you should give them the honor to go into the Bet Knesset first. But we learn from here something else. That let's say when you're outside the Bet Knesset, and two people are walking into the Bet Knesset, and one person is holding his kuracha, and one person doesn't. One is kuracha is in the Bet Knesset. So you should give the kavod to the one that's carrying it, because you saw from the Beit HaLevi already that he gave a precedent to the one that's carrying it. Certainly he's better than the one that doesn't. So what happens? Sometimes the rabbis there, it's not kavod to go in before the rabbi. So what they do is they give the kuracha to the rabbi. When the rabbi walks in, so therefore you get around all the problems. From here, there's another halakha that comes out. And it's not so well known. If we have to give kavod to people that are doing mitzvot, this is where the minhag comes from. When they bring the baby in at a brit milah, the congregation must stand. Why? Because now these people are coming to do a mitzvah. They're coming to do the mitzvah of brit milah. And if you see in most of our beritot, the people are standing. At the time that they bring the baby in, they stand. The people don't know why they're standing. There's no rabbis, there's no nothing. They're not seeing anything by standing. The reason why they're standing in the Baruch Abba, because now somebody's about to do a mitzvah, and just like for Bikurim, you have to stand, so too for Milah. So I once said a chidush based on this. If that's the case, similarly, and maybe not similarly, all the more so, kol sheken at the pidyon ben, when they're bringing the baby in at the pidyon ben, or at the time of the pidyon ben, which is the time of fulfilling the mitzvah, really the people should stand. Why? Because the whole source of standing is from bikurim. And this is bikurim. This is the exact case of bikurim. What's the difference? You're going to stand up for someone that's just bringing some fruit to Yerushalayim. This is mamash, the mitzvah of bechor. The source is bikurim. And pidyon is bikpidyon. So therefore, seemingly, if you're standing up for a brit milah, and you're standing up for osem mitzvah, so seemingly at the time of a pidyon, at least if they bring them, when they bring the baby in to go do the mitzvah, it would be proper to stand. Similarly, the custom in Yerushalayim, it should be noted, is to stand during a chuppah. We have a different system here. But in Yerushalayim, there's no chairs at the chuppah. They do it in the open hall. Everybody's standing. They bring the chuppah in. Four people are holding the chuppah. And everybody's standing. There, it's two reasons. Number one, they're doing a mitzvah. So you have to stand up in front of Osei Mitzvah. And over there we say, Shasimcha b'mo'ono. The Shekhinah is there at the time of the wedding, of the ceremony. So therefore, it's proper to stand in front of the Shekhinah. However, we have different reasons why we sit. Probably to keep more order, to keep more seder, to keep more modesty, and so on and so forth. And it's mashra from the Ben Ish Chai and Od Yosef Chai that the custom in Baghdad also was to sit at the ceremonies. But again, it underscores the importance of honoring people that are involved in the mitzvah. So halakha l'maaseh, at the door of the synagogue, it's more proper to let the one that's wearing the tefillin come in from the one that's carrying the tefillin. And at the entrance of the synagogue from the outside, even the one that's carrying his kudacha has a precedence over one that does not.